How many of you have ever gotten bumped or hit? Slapped or kicked? How many of you have been the ones that have done it? No, don't answer that. You can put your... Thank you. Doesn't feel good when you get hit or slapped, does it? No, it hurts, doesn't it? And sometimes it's just an accident, right? But if it's not an accident, what do you feel like doing? Somebody hits you on purpose, what do you want to do? Tell? Okay? You ever want to hit them back? No? Well, that's good for you. Anybody else want to hit them back? I do. Don't you ever want to hit somebody back that hits you on purpose? On purpose, you know, for no good reason. They just come up and in the head, you know, kick you in the shin. Yeah, our natural reaction is, I'm going to get back. I'm going to get revenge. I'm going to hit you back because you hit me, which isn't nice, but I mean, that's just the way we are, right? There's a man who was slapped, punched, spit on, whipped, humiliated, and everything else. And you know what he did back? Nothing. Can you believe it? He did nothing back to them. He didn't hit them back. He didn't yell at them. He didn't do anything. He took it all. You know who that is? Don't know who that is? Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus was hit and slapped, spit on, whipped, hair pulled out of his face, crown of thorns pushed on his head, all of those things, and he didn't do anything in return. You know why he allowed that to happen? Because he loves you. So that he could bear the punishment of your sin and mine. So that we would never die without God. Isn't that an amazing God that we have? He loves you that much that he took all that abuse and didn't do anything in return. For you, for me, for your parents, for everybody. So we got a God who loves us very much. He knows what it is to be hurt and punched and kicked and so on and so forth. And yet he didn't retaliate. There you go. Thank you.